This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Addie Smith, Appellant v. Zion Travelers. Missionary Baptist Church Respondent, decided December 24, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Addie Smith, no, ED12647, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Verse, Cause Number 21SL-CCR3757. Zion Travelers Missionary, Baptist Church, Honorable Bruce F. Hilton, Respondent. Filed December 24, 2024. Introduction, Addie Smith, Smith, appeals from the judgment of the trial court denying her motion to amend the pleadings in her petition for damages against Zion Travelers Missionary Baptist Church, the church, and granting summary judgment in favor of the church. We reverse both of the trial court's orders denying Smith's motion to amend her petition and granting the motion for summary judgment, and we remand for further proceedings in accordance with this opinion. Background and procedure. In 2021, Smith filed a petition for damages against the church under a theory of premises liability. Smith asserted that there was a defective threshold leading into the church in a location frequently used by invitees, and that on May 5, 2019, Smith sustained two serious injuries, including multiple facial fractures and broken teeth, after she collided with a broken and defective threshold of the entrance and fell. She was 96 years old at the time of the injury. She further asserted the church knew or should have known about the defective doorway threshold, but failed to use ordinary care to keep its premises safe for invitees or to warn of the danger. After a period of discovery, the church filed a motion for summary judgment, asserting, first, Smith could not prove all the elements of her claim, in that the undisputed facts established Smith did not fall as a result of a defective threshold, and she did not collide with a defective doorway threshold. Rather, the church attached Smith's deposition, in which she testified that, as she was exiting the church through a doorway using her cane, the door swung closed unexpectedly, knocking her to the ground and causing her injuries. Smith filed a response and objection to the church's statement of uncontroverted material facts, challenging the church's assertion Smith did not fall as a result of a defective threshold. Smith included the deposition of a witness, who testified that while he was helping Smith to her car, he saw Smith fall when her walker got caught on the threshold, causing her to fall forward. Witness attested that when Smith crossed the threshold, the door was propped open and it did not close on Smith and hit her. Nevertheless, Smith agreed she had testified in her deposition that, contrary to witness's testimony, she fell as a result of the door swinging closed and knocking her to the ground, and that she did not trip. As well, regarding whether the church knew about the dangerous condition, Smith submitted a statement of additional facts from witness's deposition, in three which he attested the door was known to close unexpectedly when it was propped open, and that it had previously swung closed a few times. Smith also attached the deposition of Smith's daughter, in which she attested that both the church's threshold and door were known safety issues. Regarding the door, she testified when the door was propped open, it would sometimes swing closed. Regarding the threshold, she testified, everyone has problems with that when the snow and everything is out. Yes, because there is a slope. However, daughter agreed it was not snowing on May 5th, 2019 when Smith fell. Daughter also testified that another church member witnessed Smith's fall, but the record does not indicate whether this second witness had yet been deposed. Last, daughter testified that as a result of her fall, Smith was unable to eat for 6 months. She experienced continuing reduced mobility and mental acuity, and she began suffering from transient ischemic attacks caused by blockages of blood flow to the brain. The church scheduled a hearing on its motion for summary judgment for March 19, 2024. On March 17, 2024, Smith filed a motion to amend her petition, seeking to add facts and allegations learned during the discovery process, specifically including allegations regarding the defective nature of the subject door. Smith requested the trial court hear arguments on her motion to amend at the scheduled March 19, 2024 hearing. After the hearing, the trial court denied Smith's motion.